gentlemen, and Happy New Year to everybody here, and many happy returns today. This is my first time in Cork since I was here as a student of drama many, many years ago, and we were performing Shakespeare throughout Ireland, so it's lovely to be back here again. Also, years ago I worked in Fermoy as an apprentice glass blower when there was a glass factory there. So Cork to me was fairly far away from where I lived then. It's much closer now to live in Dublin. So it's great to be here tonight. It's lovely to see such an interest in modern poets and such appreciation with the respect that poetry brings with people who love poetry and the spoken word. And Paul O'Neill, I call him, Paul Casey, has been instrumental in setting that up. And over the years in Dublin, we got to know him, and he said he was setting it up in Cork, and that he'll have that going in no time. And he has. And I think he deserves a round of applause. So, anyway. So now, tonight we want to sort of present the life of Patrick Kavanagh through a woman that has read and studied a little of Patrick Kavanagh. I have been studying Patrick Kavanagh. At this stage, I think I resemble his medical records. So that's how much and how serious it's got at this point in time. But when I was speaking to Paul, I thought that it would be lovely, Peter, if we could have some Patrick Kavanagh and your own work done. And I said, well, that would be lovely, certainly. And when I heard recently, and we talked, and I said, you know, I'd love to hear you read some of Patrick's poems, especially some of the ones he wrote for you. And tonight we're going to share a deal with Lisa Marie and myself.
Hey.
So the introduction is three poems by Lisa Marie on Patrick Kavanagh.
God and woman. Now I must search till I have found my God. Not in an orphanage. He hides in no human terry in disguise. A derelict upon a barren bog, but in some fantastically ordinary incog. Behind a well-bred common girl's eyes are wrapped in middle-class felicities, among the women in a coffee shop. Surely my God is feminine. For heaven is the generous impulse, is contented with feeding praise to the good, and all of these I have known have come from women, while men the post-tragic life resented. The spirit that is woman corrupts his soul.
God in woman. Now, Lisa Marie will read Memory of My Mother.
I do not think of you lying in the wet clay of a Monaghan graveyard. I see you walking down a lane among the poplars on your way to the station, or happily going to second mass on a summer Sunday. You meet me and you say, don't forget to see about the cattle. Among your earthiest words, the angels stray. And I think of you walking along a headland of green oats in June, so full of repose, so rich with life. And I see us meeting at the end of the town, on a fair day by accident, after the bargains are all made and we can walk together to the shops and stalls and markets, free in the oriental streets of thought. Oh, you are not lying in the wet clay, for it is a harvest evening now, and we are piling up the ricks against the moonlight, and you smile up at us, eternally.
And next poem is, thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm. particularly if yourself have been left, as they call it, on the shelf. Oh, God's chilling got wings, so the black Alabama man sings. Down Grafton Street on Saturdays, don't grieve like Marcus Aurelius, who said that though he grew old and grey, the people on the Appian Way were always the same pleasant age, 24 on average. I can never help reflecting on coming back in another century. From now on, I'm feeling comfortable at a buzzing coffee table. Students in 2056, with all the old eternal tricks, the thing I most glory in is this exciting, unvarying quality that we're all is completely original. For what it teaches us is just this: we are not alone in our loneliness. Others have been here and known. Griefs we thought were our special own. Problems that we could not solve. Lovers that we could not have. Pleasures that we missed by inches. Am I beginning to get pretentious? Beginning to message forth instead of expressing how glad I am to have lived, to feel the radiance of a holy hearing audience and deliver to God's commands into those caressing hands. My personality, that's to say, all that is mine exclusively. But wisdom's ours, if such there be, is a flavor of personality. I thank you and I say how proud that I have been by faith allowed to stand here, having the joyful chance to claim my inheritance. For most have died the day before the opening of that holy door.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Murray. Thank you very much. I mentioned to Miss Marie about those poems. She automatically thought, yeah, those are the ones that Patrick should identify. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't see them for a woman. Because Patrick has decided what the need one, and indeed I might say my own is nothing to go on that. But then poets isn't about easy, or life isn't easy for poets, because it wasn't supposed to be all charitable conscience and other things like that. However, the job of the poet, and when it starts, is hard to know. But this is a poem I'll read now, and Lisa Marie will come back later, and she will read three or four of her own poems, so we're trying to share a bit between us. And this poem, while it entitles you to be a poet or not, it's called Addiction. And a lot of poets were addicted. And the reason I got addicted in this poem was my girlfriend was wearing nothing on her feet in the house we were staying in. And one of the ladies seen her bare feet, and I got an addiction out of it a week later. So that was love in its own sense. Addiction. I will now put my pen to paper, and this I assure you is no caper. The real amount of my arriving, it appears now I'm about to scarper. What started out as bliss has somehow become a myth. It's all about the tendency of a certain uncalculated tendency. 30 days at most was as long as I could pay the host. The reason for, I do not know, but on before Wednesday morn, you must cease your sojourn. Of these things I grace know. Great myths are born. The addiction. The next poem is All Is Changed, and it's quoting the great W.B. Yeats, All Is Changed. But in this case, I took it to mean something modern. All Is Changed. Change to red alert. Here, hide that fag under your shirt. The banana's open. The ashtrays are gone. The pipe test. Fuck this, I'm going to light. Take a risk. Of all this clean air, I just can't get the gist. Look on the bright side. It's good news for van drivers, lorry, truckers, mother, rookie doesn't smoke. He still gets the punter's poke, the last joke. The nest is tightening all around. The pub has become an old man's land for the lighter ignition sound. Soon the courts will have nightmares to prove. What? I was in the place of work in Milan. Prove it that I was in a smoke groove. The paddies are done putting officially from dawn to dusk. But you're Irish, and we'll break cracks and we'll find a way to enjoy our lust. The government tells us the benefits of rain. Tell that to a cabin man that nearly ended up with a dental plate. The Jack's patrols are on high alert all over Ayla. And I'll go to bed now with a good man, or we'll get you the pants or the beer. The only place safe for a fag is to make yourself a prison light. Or, if you're a little touched in the head, there's always a 56 gap in bed. But for the rest of us mortals, or save in your presence, Bishop Father, I think you are safe in the Roman portal. Will we be deprived the condemned man's last request? Does this mean that after sex is only rest? It will lead to more biting of nails, brain ticking over slower than snails. But the funny thing is, €3,000 fine for an illegal smoke, but only 50 for a good joint of dope. Woe to the man who eats the bomb. Is this the start of the reality of the new 27th state in large European fog? Thank you. And this poem is called PJ and PK. And it's called PK Let's PJ Day Day. And it was written to ask Pastor Kavanagh to give me a break. Because I needed it at the time. And this is how it came out. PK Let's PJ Day Day. Bye-bye, Patrick. Soft as you go, take it easy and stop. We have moved the harvest and overflowed Billy Brennan's barn. We had to kick hard in the traces to get any feeling in our private sphere. There we are. May has come and gone, and the March Ides can harm us no now. We have torn the butterflies on the canal and run them into the depths of conscience. We have shared the vision of seeing St. Patrick's Crozier dying in the ditch and dust. Yours with an adolescent fight with the Hibernian, mine while earning a modern dry bread crust. You touched me, and I yearn maternally to satisfy your great hunger. Other mortals invaded my child's safe zone when my feelings fell asunder. I wore your hat, coat, glasses, and impertinent sniff to pleasure, and I will continue joyfully till I am stiff. But don't ask me to drink in the fog with mist and frog. You know yourself, we will both much more enjoy a day in the bog, talking to lovely, lovely, lovely God. And this poem is a poem called Taste, Milch on Breath, Me Smell. Where I come from in Cavan, there was a little restaurant years ago, and my mother and myself went there as mother and son, and it was a very special place, and I always loved it. And it became very special later on, and is to the family that still own, well, they don't own it now, but they left, and they still have a very special place. Taste Milch on Breath, Me Smell. When I was a young boy, my mother and I, we sat at the embroidered linen cloth tables of yesterday's pastry houses. This was the only women's refuge in the masculine rural 1960s rural desert. We sat in the parlour of oral pleasure, mother, son, our father's possessed treasure. The egg money could be spent, but for us it was the joy, peace, serenity that was the real supplement. China cups and plates, no ordinary willow patterned this euphoric state. Jacob's biscuits in cubic glass top boxes. No danger of buying a pig in the poke. End of the synopsis. High glass counters with pastry-filled shelves create the necessary mare between customer and Miss Healy in charge. eyes darted around this china tinkling palace. One day, pupils will enlarge. Distance from road gives sensory permission to unload. Sign and window reads, no horses, cows, cattle, pigs allowed. Morrow wore a green fur coloured coat with matching gloves. Boy dressed in short pants and multicoloured dandy, what a dote. In MacDonald's yard, Charlie won't go into the catch. Father collects the scattered groceries, covers them with straw, and lets the starch. In the door of the public bar, sit old Jerry and Benny, men who enjoy and love life about washed down with a bottle of belch. Disgusted it now, and hasty with it too. Mother and son are coming down from their monthly trips to the zoo. These periods are worth the bleeding. Charlie, the head sail, beats out a ship in full sail rhythm on the road from Kilmore to Killawella. Soon, we will be home, and I will prepare another escape. Ah, if only I were another pet. Now, this poem is The Phoenix Dawn, and this is a poem I wrote way back in 2002, the 25th 2002, and at that time there was a law that came into pass in Ireland to protect all the people who had come through institutional care, and the government changed the law, and the women responsible for making that happen were three women, and this poem is to their credit of how they worked and created what we know today as the survivors of institutional abuse and how their lives are. The Phoenix Dawn. A rising tide lifts all boats, the sea of justice is now afloat. Many souls were shipwrecked by church and state. Now it's Mother Church's time to repent if it's not too late. We are the fine bone china cups and plates. Some are broken, cracked or chipped, others in a denial state. We have all covered the Grand National Institution course of Golden Bridges, Beecher Brook, Artane's High Chair, Leather Frack, Valentine's Crook, Mine Aunt Joy's Canal Torn. We have the visible and invisible scars, whips and burns. We will no longer carry top weight for church or chapter. Act now to heal our fracture. Our greatest advocates have entered the race. I am Christine Buckley. I'll show my face. And so this race begins with Carmel, Christine, Carmel and Bernie. We are like Pegasus now. It's time to spread our wings. Out of this phoenix dawn rises Aisling, the dream. A new start for all the black sheep gets into God's white emulsion cream. We hope someday that all hatred will be driven hence, allowing our hearts and our souls to recover that once radical innocence. And I'll finish with spring cleaning, and then Liz Marie will come back up, and then I'll do one more to finish tonight. Okay? Spring cleaning. Have you time for that, Paul? Is that okay? Are we in time? Yeah. That's okay?
Yeah.
Spring cleaning. This poem I wrote, I can't know what date it was written, but it was written, and a few things have happened. There's been a few springs since it was done, anyway. But spring cleaning. Our first year of spring has come. Come in with the velocity of a 202 bullet. Time to lubricate the dry dreams chambers. Freedom, body and soul, change the bullet. We are all back in harness, from LA woman to queen and Australian baroness. The carbonic soap will scrub us clean no more. Today we need Dove and TLC to heal our hearts once or sore. Korea beckons and World Cup matches galore. Bin Laden has left the Taliban. An empty sack cannot stand. It's time to dust off doubt, childhood's old tapes will soon ring out. Download the past and zip to the future. Polish up your diamonds to fiber optic total reflection. Four country roads lead to a new direction. Book that one way ticket with Mr. Sheen and his flying machine. Scour your new world with love and affection. And when you reach the top of your Matterhorn, look back on life and cast the cold eye of the past and a smile, a warm, sincere, steady, hot smile on the future. Smile, warm, hot, not forlorn. So, it's up on your bike and have a good ride around the pristine palace of your childhood mind. And hey, 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 remember, be not just careful out there, be happy, gentle, and kind. Nathan Reel, now with our original one.
Funny one.
The moon is my mammy. The moon is my mammy. My eye, my keeper. The moon is my eye keeper, my watcher. The free moon beloved the city, I can no longer see her. For the mouth of the mountain has open tongue, wide and spoke like destructors of our own homes, of bodies, like large glass walkers that don't move. And my mental systems and services. Oh, Soviet sweet tongue, buried down in your apartheid songs, youth of tongue, red light district of tongue, swerving in and out of Peak Street. She began stripping, slicking and clicking, riding the moon's back, empty and derelict, her womb open and saddened the sun. The empty door swung out, and she was singing Babylon. 54 rows of perfect red homes. Oh, Yates, your country. You're an old Elizabeth, your city of autonomy. Now you're lying bare like skinned chicken alive and a squawk of a broken economy. Warfare! 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 The red hearts broke up and strong waiting for your long back. The glint in her eyes that bore beauty in her carved body. And you held it without smiling in secrets that were not yours. And promises spoke to be broken. The half-carved moons of labyrinth and fell out of memories and acorns. The vanishing nature broke into roads that couldn't keep you home. And into the desert sun you rose. The shining sun was too western for you. Your needs were astral and warm. You longed for your mother and left everyone pounding in scorn. Your brother took over the land. His Iceland of bravery in his shout low and held. He gave you nothing and covered the door with shell. A hard, crisp shell like bone that broke and shards of glass struck between us, the plinth, the table, the hooves. No one could stop you. Your son in your arms, you strode like a horseman and spilled out the blood of your own soldier's wounds.
I just think the internet is just not big enough. Not for you to
read. I read to the part I like, but it's a poet from Cork and Patrick Calvin, and he sent me a message. I know his daughter and they couldn't be here, so maybe some of you know they had a stroke, but I just want to read it. It goes into a sort of the links with a sort of a poem that I wrote The Mad Woman of Cork. Today is the feast day of St. Anne. Pray for me. I am the Mad Woman of Cork. Yesterday in Castle Street, I saw two goblins at my feet. I saw a horse without a head, carrying the dead to the graveyard near Turner's Cross. I am the Mad Woman of Cork, and no one talks to me. When I walk in the rain, the children throw stones at me. Old men persecute me, and women close their doors. When I die, believe me, they'll set me on fire. I am the Mad Woman of Cork. I have no sense. Sometimes with an eagle in my brain, I can see a train crashing at the station. If I told people that they choke me, then where would I be? I am the Mad Woman of Cork, and the people hate me. When Canon Murphy died, I wept on his grave. That was 25 years ago. When I saw him just now on Dunbar Street, he is playing his teeth. He blessed me. I am the Mad Woman of Cork, and the clergy pity me. I am the Mad Woman of Cork, and my mind fills me. You're the man walking today, the man that suffering hell, the military eyes of a man like you. Your eyes black, and your eyes cut. And you remember the woman of Westford and her two children choked on the suckling of the sea, and it drowned all three. Oh, Prozac, mother, the Madeira in you, you in your own Greek right. I am no citizen of here.
don't sound out the fear of babies or mucus or pee. You're probably gone. Your mouth, your nose, your eyes, your ears. I should only whisper, ah, the head of John the Baptist. He laid her out plate. Her womb opened from book. Did her pap smear clear, dear? Oh, pretty. On he goes, your own baby.
Now, thanks very much, Lisa Marie. The next poem, and the final poem we do, is it's a Dublin story, and it started in England years ago. I was going to a show in England, and I saw a line of basically down and out people on the street, and they were all heading toward the door, and every one of them looked as if they didn't want to read it or weren't involved in life in a very materialistic way, but they were heading towards the door because there was a sign on the door, and the sign on the door said yum yum, and that's all it said, and this poem came out of that. Yum yum. It's dinner time in Dublin's Temple Bar. See the light from the focus point star. The belly of time is rumbling for help. Dinner, large or small, can be got with love, a little euro and no scalp. The wooden tables of the first and last supper are set to uphold all classes, lower and upper. A caring smile, an ordered place, restores us all to the human race. The odds are favourite, 10-1 or more. Here's great hunger, good sauce for the contented and sore. The water is free, the milk a little more. Prepare your intestines for what you're about to receive in store. Some days, bright knives and forks, shiny, delve into the food with relish. Other days it's picking like a sparrow in spring for a morsel of hope. Truth or lies, I don't embellish. The main course is digested by man, woman or child, girl or boy, low on hope, not high on spy or dope. There is music there in the caring carer's eyes. Beauty abounds in this maddening crowd's sighs and cries. Monday to Friday, homeless are made to feel at home, a refuge from the wet, drizzly streets of trial and error. That's what focus points means to all, down on your luck or in any state of fear or terror. Happy days can be recovered here, where your daily needs can be met without favour or fear. Whether you fancy an Abel de Cart or Tabel de Haute, Joyce, Kavanagh, Pat Tierney and O'Casey are there in the faces watching their own spring growth. Baby and mother are safe as oats. Baby cries at first in its high chair. Soon this change to laughter's sweet signature scare. Schubert would be happy with Ludwig and Triantaphilus Kastaspis. Amadeus in Dublin's Temple Bar chaos. If you want a dessert, the trolley is stopped, it's stacked in your favour. There are seasonal delights galore. Now that's something to say about. To finish the meal, it's coffee and tea and TLC. A moment to reflect before we're back on the streets with no glee. But remember, tomorrow and tomorrow, and each day creeps in this petty pace. You can always come back to focus point, home of another treat with the human race. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, just want to say thanks very much to everyone here at Jay. It's lovely to have an audience as attentive. In Dublin, we have people coming in for poetry readings, and You've got a very organized poetry group here, and wanted to lecture to everybody, and thank you very much. And from behalf of Lisa and Marie and myself, it's the first time down here, we've enjoyed ourselves. We hope you enjoy your work, and please God, Paul, good luck with all the work you're doing here. Thanks very much.